Center Wellington, an eight-story apartment building the developers of a large townhouse proposal on the edge of Ellora were considering is off the table. Ellora 7op Inc. is proposing to build up to 273 townhouse units on a piece of land at 350 Wellington Road 7 in Ellora, near David Street across from the cemetery. The proposal consists of 34 blocks of three-story townhomes, a mix of live work, conventional and back-to-back townhouse units, with a park block and parquet included. Each unit will have its own garage and driveway along with visitor parking lots which can hold 56 vehicles and 12 bicycles. Earlier in the year, the developers held an informal open house where nearby residents expressed concerns over affordability, increased traffic and the suitability of an eight-story apartment in that area. At a public meeting held Wednesday evening in Ellora, MHBC planning consultant Ildan Theodore said the development has had some tweaks since including higher fences and abandoning the apartment building. "We removed that as part of our resubmission just simply based on the feedback and what we've heard. It was clear the community was not in favor of that type of height or that type of massing in adjacent to low-density communities," Theodore said. "What was being presented," Theodore said, "would be considered a mixed-use community with housing intended to be priced lower than similar detached homes in the area. This will support housing options that keep the workforce local, they provide starter homes for young people and provide for downsizing opportunities," Theodore said, adding this has been a very important component from discussion with the community. Theodore explained the live work units are envisioned to house service-based businesses that would typically be by appointment such as an accountant, architect, hairstylist or a specialty medical office and would not look to compete with what is offered in downtown Ellora. "It's not to say there isn't going to be a potential overlap of some uses, but you're not going to see a restaurant here, this isn't intended to be a restaurant type of use, you're not going to see retail stores," Theodore said. Melinda Croft, whose farm business neighbors this proposal, was the lone public delegate who brought up a few concerns but was glad to see them bringing in lower-priced housing to the area. She wanted to ensure some things were considered to mitigate impacts to her business such as dust fencing during construction, tree coverage at the rear of the proposal for privacy and weather protection, water drainage and maintaining a field access point on Wellington Road 7 are kept in mind. Theodore said these concerns can be addressed and considered as the project moves along. She brought up a crosswalk that was proposed to be installed at the David Street, Middlebrook Road and Wellington Road 7 intersection and worried if this would truly provide a safe crossing for the increased pedestrian traffic that would result from this community. "It's listed 50 kilometers per hour, and they do not go 50 kilometers and there are really big trucks on that road," Croft said. "These are going to be starter family homes, you're going to have kids, a crosswalk may not be enough. I don't know whether a traffic light could be considered." Theodore said a traffic light would be outside their scope and would fall on the township or county. Croft wasn't alone in her concern about traffic. "I have a huge concern with the entrances off Wellington Road 7. We're going to have to ask the county to look at some sort of left turn lane, Cown." Lisa McDonald said, "We need to look at traffic concerns." Brett Salmon, Managing Director of Planning and Development, chimed in and pointed out the county's long-term plan includes widening Wellington Road 7 to 4 lanes and the county is monitoring the potential need for traffic signals there in the future. Cown. Bronwyn Wilton recused herself from this discussion due to a conflict of interest. "A decision on this application will come to a future council meeting,"